Yo, what's up, paisans, amigos, mes amis from around the world? Welcome to volume 11 of A DJ's Life by me, DJ Sly Bri. This episode is entitled The Miscellaneous Show. What does that mean? It means I'm going to throw in a whole bunch of songs that for some reason I couldn't fit in the first 10 volumes. And as we roll along, I'll tell you why I couldn't fit them in. I'll tell you about the songs. I'll tell you some other stories that I wish I had told you in the first 10 volumes. But as a threshold matter, I want to thank all the fine people from around the world that have been downloading these podcasts. I've been checking the satellite maps on podomatic.com, and I've noticed some downloaders from everywhere. From my blokes in Australia and New Zealand, from my mates in England, from my amigos in España and Mexico, from mes amis in France. From, I don't know the German word for friends, but from my friends in Deutschland. I've also noticed a downloader from up near Churchill in Hudson Bay in the Northern Territories of Canada. Got my first downloads recently from Africa, down in South Africa. And one this week from beautiful Reykjavik, Iceland. Oh man, I've had so much fun doing these podcasts, and I thank you for your support and for your responses at slybri102@yahoo.com. If you've been a regular downloader and from one of the countries I've mentioned or anywhere else on this wonderful planet, send me an email at slybri102@yahoo.com. That's slybri102@yahoo.com. Just to say hi, let me know that you listened, or make a request for a mix, because I'll do that later on in this podcast series. But anyway, without further ado, here we go. Volume 11, A DJ's Life. The podcast series by me, DJ Sly Bri. Let's set it off, baby.
Yeah.
DJ Sly Brian, the mix on Volume 11 of A DJ's Life, playing for you a whole bunch of songs that, for some reason or another, I just couldn't fit in the first 10 volumes of this podcast series. This song right here reminds me of when I was 17 years old. It was July 1989. I had just graduated high school, and I made my first trip to Cancun, Mexico. Airfare and hotel, $525. Yes, I remember that. It was July 1st to July 8th, 1989. And during that week, I was drunk every night, and I remember dancing to this song in a club called La Boom. I don't remember much of that night, but I remember dancing to this song and singing it.
And I also remember getting Montezuma's revenge while I was down there.
Inner City and Big Fun on Volume 11 of A DJ's Life, DJ Sly Bri in the mix for you.
Bitch.
Sly Brian the Mix, Baby Don't Go by FFWD, which I assume means fast forward. A song that I'm surprised never became a bigger hit. I always thought it was a great song. Anyway, this song right here coming in is I Won't Stop Loving You by C-Bank, a song that reminds me of the Leonetti family reunion in 1986 at Clementon Park. I remember the entire family dancing to the song, and I also remember how much the ladies loved it in the early days of my DJ career. It's DJ Sly Brian in the Mix on Volume 11 of the DJ's Life. Yeah, DJ Sly Bri in the mix on Volume 11 of the DJ's Life, the miscellaneous show, playing for you a whole bunch of songs that I just couldn't fit in on the first 10 volumes of this podcast series, playing a lot of vinyl records on this podcast series, which I enjoy. I love the vinyl. Mixing with CDs or on those computer programs like Virtual DJ just never really did it for me. Anyway, that last song, oh, how I love him. I just love how the dude from K7 comes in and goes, "What's wrong with the way I live?" You know, I just think that is such a great song. It was never really a big hit, but I always enjoyed playing it. Anyway, now this song here in the background, this is Paul Hardcastle and Rainforest. I used to play this song early as like a warm-up song at nightclubs, and I used to always put it on my mixtapes. For some reason, I never had the guts to play it when I had a packed dance floor. I was always afraid that I would lose my dance floor if I played it. I kind of wish now I had more guts and I would have tried it out with a packed dance floor to see how it would have gone over. I guess I'll never know. But also, let me give you this one laugh and tell you this. About a year ago, I was in my car with my buddy Chris Supik, another attorney at my law office, and a guy I went to law school with. Probably my best friend out here in Albuquerque. No, not probably. He is. But anyway, I'm playing this version of Rainforest in the car, and he says to me, "What's this? I never heard this version of Rainforest." And I'm looking at him, I'm like, "There's another version?" He shows you how much I know. I always thought this was the one and only version. Well, the next day, he brought in his Paul Hardcastle CD, and I heard the original version of Rainforest. So I ran out and bought Paul Hardcastle's album, and I'm glad I did. It's funny how those moments when you find out you don't know nearly as much as you thought you did. DJ Sly Bri in the mix for you on Volume 11 of DJ's Life. The miscellaneous show. And it rolls on. I wake up and you're not by my side. Not the worst thing in the world when you're a 25-year-old guy and the broad who stayed over the night before leaves before you wake up. You know, I was just thinking about an old funny story, something that happened to me once. On a Wednesday night, my buddy's wife came over to make some phone calls because she was setting up his surprise party. Real beautiful woman she was. And it was in the days before everybody had a cell phone. And my neighbor, Mr. B, saw me walk in my apartment with her at about 8 o'clock at night or so and gave me a smile and, you know, how you doing, Mr. B? And then I go out to the Coastline nightclub like I did every Wednesday night and partied. And I ran into these girls. I used to work with one of them at a nightclub, and they were all drunk. And I said, you know what, why don't you come back to my place and sleep on the couch, sleep on the floor, whatever, and I'll take you back to your car in the morning. So these three beautiful women came back to my place, and they stayed over, you know, no big deal. And the next morning, about 9:30 or so, we're leaving so I can take them back to their car at the Coastline parking lot. Well, there goes Mr. B, walking out of his place, and he sees me walking out of my apartment with these three beautiful girls. And he gives me this look and this smile, and I just smile, and, you know. And I run into Mr. B later that day, and he looks at me, and he says, looks like you had a good time last night. Real good time. So, yeah, Mr. B, I did. And I didn't say anything else. I wasn't about to tell him the truth that nothing happened, because I just liked the idea of what he thought I was doing. Mr. B, I always loved that man. He never gave a shit that I played my music loud. DJ Slide Ride in the Mix on Volume 11 of a DJ's Life, the podcast series. Playing for you many of the songs I just couldn't fit in the first 10 volumes of this podcast series for one reason or another. That didn't go exactly as planned, but that's the risk you take when you try to run two turntables and a dual CD mixer at the same time.
Great. For love. Great.
DJ Sly Bri in the mix on Volume 11 of A DJ's Life, the podcast series, and this one is entitled The Miscellaneous Show. And what I'm doing here is playing a lot of vinyl and playing a lot of the songs that I just could not get in on the first 10 volumes of this podcast series. And what I'm going to do from here on out is do another type of mix that you would hear come out of the basement studios with me and Joey Mass, the kind of mixes you heard in Volumes 4, 5, 6, and 7 of A DJ's Life. Songs that Joey Mass and I love that I just couldn't get in on the other mixes. Songs like this one here from Lisette Melendez. A great song. An all-time freestyle classic. And a song that I never got tired of playing. Together Forever on Volume 11 of A DJ's Life. DJ Sly Bri in the mix. DJ Sly Bri in the mix on Volume 11 of A DJ's Life, The Miscellaneous Show. I got an email from a girl named Angela. Now, she didn't say where she was from. I wish she did so I could mention it here. But in her email, she said she had downloaded a lot of the podcasts off of iTunes and listened to them because she wanted to hear the freestyle. And she asked me, how could I play that much freestyle and not play one George Lamond song? So I went back over the playlist and went, holy shit, she's right. And she is right. How could I play all this freestyle and not play one George Lamond song? And to tell you a quick interesting story about this song, is when I first got this record, it didn't say George Lamond on it. It was a group called Loose Touch. And I still have this 12-inch. In fact, I'm looking at it right now as I play it. Anyway, Angela, thank you for the email, and here's George Lamond by request.
I thought that when you came along, my life was about to change.
DJ Sly Bri in the mix on Volume 11 of A DJ's Life. Playing for you some April right here, an artist that Joey Mass and I used to love playing. We used to love her sound. And speaking of Joey Mass, it's a story I wanted to tell you earlier and I totally forgot. One night, we were DJing a high school reunion at King's Caterers in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. I don't remember what high school it was. It might have been Bensalem High School. But it was a huge, huge crowd. King's Caterers is a big place. They had to open all the partitions. I mean, there was at least 1,000 people there. And while we were there, somebody comes up with a note and says, there's a red Porsche with the New Hampshire license plate with its lights on in the parking lot. So I turn on the mic and I'm starting to announce it. And Joey Mass runs over to the mixer and he shuts off my microphone mid-sentence. I look over at him. I said, what the fuck? He says to me, you just know there's some jerk-off sitting here at one of these tables. And as soon as we announce there's a red Porsche in the parking lot with his lights on, he's going to grab his chest and he's going to say, oh, that's mine. I was like, okay. He goes, don't mention it's a Porsche. So I get on the mic and I say, there's a red vehicle in the parking lot, New Hampshire license plate, with his lights on. Sure enough, about 30 seconds later, some guy comes up and says, well, what kind of car is that? You didn't announce it. I said, I don't know, it's just, that's what I was told, man. I'm just reading off the card here. And the guy looked all pissed off. And Joey Mass looks at me and says, I told you so, cuz. Joey Mass, the one and only. Only he would think of something like that.
Yeah.
Ah, the sweet feel of 12-inch vinyl records. Something lost on today's DJs. And the sweet sound of vinyl records. Something lost on today's club goers. I feel sorry for them both. But anyway, that's going to wind things down for Volume 11 of A DJ's Life by me, DJ Sly Bri, the miscellaneous show. Thanks to all the great people that have emailed me at slybri102@yahoo.com. Thanks to all the downloaders worldwide who have inspired me to keep going with this podcast series, because I have certainly enjoyed doing it. And getting all this feedback and knowing that hundreds of people have downloaded each episode has made me feel justified in putting all these episodes together for you. Coming up next, Volume 12. I'm going to start telling you about my radio career and how I started at 91.5 WDBK-FM in Blackwood, New Jersey, Camden County College Radio, and then how I moved into professional radio in Philadelphia, the fifth largest market in the United States of America. Thank you so much for taking this journey with me, and I hope you'll continue to take it throughout this podcast series, however long it lasts. DJ Sly Bri in the mix, the end of Volume 11. In the meantime, as always, I will see you on the flip side.